Hey kings and queens, this is Queen Jean of the G Lou Show. Come and spend your golden time of the day with us on our Westside Wednesdays, our Fabulous Fridays, and of course our number one rated OG Fabulous Low Rider Oldie Show. You can also catch us online, blogtalkradio.com /the G Lou Show. We also have a YouTube channel where you can tune in there as well. Fabulous shows in our archives. We appreciate your support.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Marl in the house tonight. They just came from off tour, and they want to tell you a little story about where they come from.
You love to hear the story again and again of how it all got started way back when. The monument is right in your face. Sit and listen for a while to the name of the place. They used to do it out in the park. Every place that said his name, it rang an alarm. Otherwise known as Mean T-Tom. A brother who's known for his rap, Jabby Jack. Larry Ladd, third, least not last. A cool brother by the name of Gaz. Faith Brothers made you get loose. They was down with a brother called Cousin Bruce. They used to jam in the center. You had to pay so you could enter. Go to the door, get to get in. And if you wasn't from this town, then you couldn't fight and win. But every time they had a jam, they couldn't get no peace. So that's why the jams out there in the park, they had to see, cause you was in
the break.
Why don't you wise up, show all the people in the place that you are bright. Make this here one jam that you do not start no fight. Cause that is one thing that we all must see done. And if you start some shit, your ass had best to run. Cause you're in
the
if the beat stop rocking, the bridge will keep rocking. If the beat stop rocking, the bridge will keep rocking. Till the beat stop rocking, the kids keep rocking. Till the bridge stop rocking, the kids will keep rocking. And the bridge stop rocking, the bridge will keep rocking. If the kids stop rocking, the bridge will keep rocking. Till the beat stop rocking, the kids will keep rocking.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Mall in the house tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Mall in the house tonight. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from.
What's good? It's your man MC Shan, and you tuned into the G Lou Show, Flashback Fridays. Y'all already know what it is. One time for your mind, two times for your soul.
Welcome to the G Lou Show, Flashback Fridays. We are here. I am G Lou, your maestro for the evening. I'm joined with my lovely, lovely co-host, Miss Queen Jean is in the building. What up, Queen?
What it do, G Lou? What it do?
Hey, I'm here, ready, fired up. You know what I mean? This is World Famous Flashback Fridays, and you know we got a very special guest tonight joining us again. So you know I'm pumped up. I'm very happy, very happy.
Most definitely one of the realest guys that I've ever, I mean, just genuinely real. Just don't give a shit what you think. I'm gonna say what I say, and I mean what I say, and that's
right.
That's chisel. That's not MC Shan.
That's Shizzle. That's Big Shizzle.
That's Shizzle.
OG Shizzle.
Yeah, that's Shizzle. That's not MC Shan.
OG
Shizzle. MC Shan is a hip hop artist, but yeah, I love Shizzle. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it as well.
Okay, well, I think he's here, Queen. So why don't you just go ahead and introduce the legendary man because he's here.
Okay, welcome MC Shan, the legendary hip hop artist. Producer, just a all around great, great, great spirit. Welcome to the show.
Can y'all hear me?
Loud and clear.
Loud
y'all
and clear.
Laughing. I guess y'all can hear me. Now look, you hit it right on the head. I don't care. I'm not politically correct. I'd rather just be who I am and live happy. Let that be what it is. Let somebody else judge me after I'm gone. But bury me upside down.
My man.
So you can kiss my butt.
My man. Say kiss my ass. You can say it. Say kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
All, right?
Bury me upside down so you can kiss my ass. Y'all know how shit is.
That part.
There you go.
That part.
I love Shizzo. Shizzo is just like fire. Shizzo is like unapologetic about anything. So how are those chicken fingers?
Listen, I would suggest that everyone live their life that way. You only have one life to live, and living your life according to someone else's rendition of you is basically wasting your own time. If somebody is not directly signing your checks, kiss my fucking ass.
Hey, Shan, let me ask you this. Have you always been so, I mean, I'm sure you have, but at what point did you just say, like you just said, fuck everybody, everything, what they think?
I've always been like
mind.
This. You want to know how far this goes back? There's a commercial. I don't know if any of y'all are old enough to know. It says Breakstone. It's not ready yet. It's not ready yet. And every time they come to get the sour cream, the guy is screaming, it's not ready yet. They used to call me Breakstone my whole life because they would call me Frank also because if you want to hear something frankly, ask Shan. Shante put it best. If you want to hear a lie, ask somebody else. But if you want the truth, ask Shan. He going to tell you. No matter how hard it feels to you, it just makes me feel good that I don't have to go to sleep at night saying, thinking I should have told you to kiss my ass.
Hey, so you know in hip-hop, Shan, it became popular later on, like maybe the 90s. They started saying keeping it real and all this shit. You was keeping it real before keeping it real was keeping it real in hip hop. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, but we got to understand what they done made keeping it real now. You know what I'm saying? The same way they say, move, hold on, I'm doing something, get out. I can't hear you. I'm doing business, baby. Go play. I'm going outside. Well, they say keep it real, right? What do you mean keep it real? Keep it 100. Keep it ghetto. Keep it hood. Keep talking about how you want to sell drugs and keep the hood all messed up. Yes, once upon a time that was me. You know what I mean? But you grow up. And if you're not listening to the elders told you, you know, listen, all of that you're doing, it looks glamorous and all of that, but it's really not what it is, and you don't want to listen, that's on you. Go ahead and bump your head the same way that I did. Because I'm out here trying to help you out. And anybody that follows my Instagram knows that this is what I do. You know what I'm saying? I give this information out for free all day. Because it's time for us to change up what the hell we doing. And I'm not one to criticize. And I got a new song out. And I figure, well, if you can't beat them, you better join them.
That part.
New song is fire.
That part. That boy, I think we got to play that tonight, right, Queen?
Oh, yeah, most
definitely. I will hope you would. And why I would say that is because people would always think that just because you're old school, you can't. If I say transgen, they're going to think I'm on some other stuff. Well, if you trans, you know what I'm saying? If you come into a new age and you find your own space, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Find your own space. Nothing's going to change for you as much as you wanted to go back to the old good old days. You can't. Find your space in it. And that's what I did. I found my space to say something that, you know, they like to say, but see, if I make, I'll probably, you know, if this record comes off, this will probably be the last record that you ever hear me make ever in my life. You will never hear me rhyme again. All right, so now, remember in the beginning, I said, I started with a smash, I'ma leave with a bang. To put it bluntly, MCs can't hang. I would rather leave out in a blaze of glory than to try and go make another album. And what I'm getting in the response for this bounce right now is really far beyond what I thought that it would be. And I'm and thanking everybody for, you know what I mean, all the DJs that's behind it, all the people that's behind it, y'all giving me interviews, giving me the chance to talk about it, you know, it's all a blessing for me.
Yes,
it's definitely
a blessing for us too.
Definitely, man. I revere you as one of the greatest to do it, man, and one of the first of its kind to do it in the way that you did it, bring everything you brought to hip hop, the flavor, the charisma, you know what I mean, the style, the talking shit, just the way you did it, birthed everything that came after you. Of course, the LLs and all of this shit, you know what I mean. You birthed that.
Now after what you just said, now you can feel the elation. You can feel the elation that I would have if this record just comes off and I could just end it just like that. You know?
Yeah.
But I'm going to still be here kicking the knowledge and all that. I'm going to still be doing things. It's just something. And I mean, I've survived for the past couple of years without making records. You know what I'm saying? My Instagram is interesting because I'm just me. I'm not trying to be politically correct and follow all of the rules that all these other people are following because I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be me. Either you accept it or you don't. And if you don't, I really couldn't care because you're what you going to do? Turn the channel.
Keep on scrolling. Move on to the next one, right?
Right. Hey, Shan, being said all of that, like you said, and you're ready to go out with a bang the way you, you do it. Do you feel at this point, I know you have, everybody's giving it up, but do you feel personally that you have got your just due out of the game, out of life, out of hip-hop, out of all these people, like I said, you birthed, you know what I mean, or whatever, if you care about that? Do you just feel that
I'm
you have got your just due and your
anything.
Respect?
I'm not asking
okay.
for anything verbally. You want to know why? Because in the back of their minds, when they're not saying it, they're still thinking it. You
right.
understand? It's like lending
right.
somebody $20. You don't have to remind that person that you lent them $20 every time they see you.
That's
they
real
cross
shit.
The street. You understand?
That's real.
So
that's
I don't
real.
Have to keep reminding them, because in the back of their mind, all of these people are not trying to give me credit for being their favorite rapper's favorite rapper. That's all right, because history will show. Oh, man, wait a minute. 2017, Shan was dropping balls on bullshit when y'all said he wasn't making no records. And when I do make records, it's not for me to get rich. It's for me to just put something on my legacy. That's all.
I'm not gonna get
more. I understand.
Right,
you.
Right.
I'm going to give you bubbles when we get out of here. Stop playing in the water.
Hey, Shan.
And y'all know I'm a daddy, too, so I'm right here trying to stop
yeah,
him
yeah,
from
yeah, doing your thing.
Water,
that's right. That's
water
right.
Water in the bubble thing. But I listen. That's called time management. And I'm pretty sure that y'all can understand that I got to manage my children while we do this. Because I'm
yes,
a
sir.
Black father, for real. And anybody
oh, yeah.
that
right,
follows
right.
my Instagram will know. Well, I'm not one of these fake, oh, I do it for the gram. I do this every day. While I'm doing interviews
right.
with you, I got to stop him from flooding the bathroom.
Right, right,
yeah,
right,
that's
right.
why I asked you at the beginning of the show, how was those chicken fingers? Because I've seen you frying those up, too.
That good. But see, now, how it works with my kids. Although I made them chicken fingers and French fries, they want me to feed. Oh, Daddy, can you? All right, so whatever. But I make sure they got something if they want to pick it up. You know what I'm saying? And I cook every day. That don't mean that I eat every day. Y'all see my physique. You know I don't eat that much. But
yeah.
I make sure that my family is fed. You know what I'm saying? And that's time
yes,
management.
Sir.
You can't be Mr. Hip-Hop all the time. You have to be
yeah.
your family. You have to learn how to manage this career that you're doing for yourself. Because there's a lot of
mm-hmm.
artists out here from my era that they went through, you know, they missed their kids growing up. I didn't do that.
Right,
I didn't miss
right.
my.
Yeah.
I was there when they got on the bus in the morning, and when they got off in the afternoon, I was right there. And so in the end of the day,
that.
I don't care what they write on my tombstone. Oh, yeah, he was an asshole, he was this, but he took care of his kids and his mama.
Mm.
That's all I'm worried about.
mm. That's real. That's all that matters.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely real. You do say you are a great dad. Yeah, that's for sure. You do take good care of your children.
Some of y'all,
you create them memories with
love,
them.
Look, and y'all going to say, what some of these people are going to get on my page and say, but he curses in front of the kids. So the fuck what? Shut the fuck up, mind your business in your goddamn house. My kids hear this shit all the time. Fuck out of here. That's what makes them and gives them character. You understand? Because the
right,
first
right.
time that they hear that word on the outside, it's not going to freak them out.
Right.
And
by
the
time
the post, there was a post that you put up you put up a post and you were drinking your Sutter. And you had the little bottles, and you was explaining the reason why you drank those little bottles. And, you know, I was like, wow.
Exactly,
yeah.
because I'm always
yeah.
conscious of my children. And like
right.
I said in that post, parents, you have the right to do whatever you want to do as long as it doesn't fall into the category of neglecting your children. So if I wanted
right.
to stay on 12% alcohol all goddamn day like I do, and my children, I cook for my children, make sure everything is right, we go have fun, we do this, then who's to say anything? And that goes
right.
for anyone out here. As long as what you do does not affect those around you and me, like you said, I keep the little bottles because my sons like to pick up cups. And so every time, I ain't got to worry because the top is on mine at all times.
Right.
And all I'm saying to these parents out here, just start thinking about it. These kids didn't ask to be here. Don't act like they're a burden to your time and, oh, I got to mess with this little motherfucker. I wish they would open school. That little motherfucker you asking to wish they open schools didn't ask to be here. So it is your responsibility, and I'm speaking to my black people. Everybody else got their shit doing what they're doing. Black men, be a father to your child, and I guarantee you, in the morning when you wake up and the first thing in front of your face is your kid saying, hi, hello, good morning, you're gonna have an elation that you never felt before. And it's just going to give you such a great feeling that you're going to want to continue to do this with your children. The only thing that's ever going to love you in life if you love them the proper way. Your woman is going to go, your mama's going to die, your father's going to die, your sister don't like you anyway, but the only thing that you have that you can actually, without any money, say that's properly yours is your children. And if you're going to be that father, be that father. If not, let's move over and let somebody else do the job that you're not doing. That's all I have to say on that.
And right on.
That was powerful.
Because you show that every day, though. You know, you create so many memories with your babies. Like, it's always fun. It's just like always. You know,
Look, there's things that I do that people don't see. Like, my son is in daycare. He said, Daddy, you going to pick me up from school? Because I do Weekend Warriors right now. Because me and my baby mama, we have to make a little, you know, we need space right now. And so I pick him up. He's, Daddy, pick me up from school. So I go pick him up on a school bus. Because y'all know I built that bus, right?
Right.
So I pull up to his daycare. They looking like, oh, this must be the bus to come pick up all the children. No, that's MC Shan coming to pick up his children in a big old bus that got TVs and all that. So when I pick them up at the daycare, they got TVs. When they get in the bus, they got Amazon on TV and all of that. And me saying that, that's not me flossing. That's me getting into the next conversation that I want to
play. It's about the kids. Right.
No, it's not about the kids. It's not. It's when you have what you have, be thankful for what you got. Don't look at the television and want to be, oh, the million-dollar dudes. If you can look at my page and see what I've done with little less than nothing, anybody can do this. This is the message that I try and teach people. You don't have to be a rapper to live comfortably. You can have I've got an RV. Cost me $9,000. There's some of you sitting there with your stimulus checks right now. Once it got dropped in your joint, $9,000, right? You go buy that. And it's yours. I bought a boat.
Right.
But it cost me $4,500. People are sitting here with this type of money and acting like they can't do things that these rich people do. And that's not the case. And that's what I try and teach on my Instagram, that you can be who you are and just try and fulfill your life with what you have and be thankful for what you have.
Yeah.
Get out there, boy. You already know I'm about to turn into the ghetto daddy and pop me right on the radio. Get out. But you know that he ain't scared of me, right? He ain't scared of me, right? You hear him popping crap in the background?
Which one is that, the two-year-old or the three-year-old?
Oh, that's the three-year-old. That's Elijah. Elijah is a terror. He's a terror. But I can't be mad at that because everything that he knows, I taught him. You know, everything that he knows, I taught him, and I want him to be like that. But he's only three. But as he gets older, I'm going to teach him the barrier of how to speak to your daddy. When you speak to me, boy, you better speak with a little bit of respect. But right now, he's 3 years old. And daddy is so fun of a daddy, you don't know when daddy is playing and when daddy is serious until I get that look on my face.
Yeah.
Right now, he thinks I'm playing because he just told me, eh, whatever he said in his little language.
Right.
Wow.
But I I'm a regular old school parent. Go ahead. I'm a regular old school parent, and I don't believe in the government coming in my house. And you can whoop your children. I know these people be talking about, oh, it's not right, all that crazy mess. I knew how I grew up, and the way the belt put me straight, I'm teaching them the same thing. So let me have to pull this belt up. And y'all could go ahead and report me to CPS, because I've had CPS in my house, and I told them I'm going to whip my kids before the police whip them. All right, thank you very much. Now get out my house. Go ahead, hold it. Do your thing, baby boy.
Hey, Shane.
I think I left this. Y'all speechless with that.
Nah. It's all good, homie. I wanna play this new joint you got, man.
Right, and before you play it, I hope that I didn't take the interview into a left deal type of thing. Cause I ain't got nothing but time. We can still get into whatever you wanted to get into, but I just felt that, you know, the universe put it on me that I needed to put that message out that I just said, and it was, I don't believe in God, because if I believed in God, I believe in the devil. But the universe says, Shan, put that message out there right now. So whatever y'all want to get to from this point, I'm all for it. Let's go.
Okay, I love it, man. Hey, also, before we do that, let me give a shout-out to Jeff Kwan, BTP Media Group. Jeff Kwan, say what's up, Shan.
Tell him I said what up. Stop crossing. He be sending me a look.
Let me take
now,
a call.
Look, in this time, right, a lot of artists are looking for booking agents, right? They need to do what I did. I got a media agent, and I've got interviews 3, 4, 5 times a week messing with Jeff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So get y'all a media agent. What's the booking agents? It's coronavirus right now. Get a media agent.
Right. Yeah, Jeff is a bad boy, man. Hey, before I do that, let me take a quick caller, man. Somebody may want to chime in or holler at you before we go to this song. Let me take a quick caller, Shan.
Let's go ahead. Like I said, I'm going to let y'all do what y'all do until my phone down. And I got a thing to text y'all up while I'm talking. Don't worry about it.
All right. Caller, hello, 818. You're live on the air.
818. It's Prince Ice, bro. Trying to give you guys a hard time. What's up?
Yo, what's happening?
What's happening, man? What's going on with you, fam?
I like Prince's aura. He came on happy and glowing, you know what I'm saying? That's the way we should be every day.
Yo,
what's happening, Prince?
Right.
How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. What's going on with you, brother?
Look, I woke up this morning. I ain't got no complaints.
Hey. Then we all, man, this is what's good about it, dude. It's another day, another trying to put your stamp on the world, right? You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, absolutely. I wanted to say what's up to my family first and say what's up to G-Lou, to Queen.
Yeah.
And say what's up to you all at once in one big breath. Say hello. Because they know I don't call in unless I got something good to add to.
Right. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? If I don't have nothing good to add, a plus one, I don't know if it's worth me calling in. So I got a little something in the pocket today. So I thought I'd call in and plus I wanted to hear Shan's voice and say what's up to him. So it's a beautiful thing because if it wasn't for you and Chris, I don't know if I would be a hip hopper today, man. It was, what put it all on the map for me.
All right, with that being said, right, Prince, here's what I'm going to do for you. Make you feel like you was in 1980-something again. You love to hear the story again and again of how it all got started way back when.
Back then.
Come on, you
That's
man.
Right.
It's right in your face. Sit and listen for a while to the name of the place. The Bridge. The Bridge.
He did.
Hey, he sounded exactly the same, too.
Brother.
He sounded exactly the
never
same.
And that's
like
another lesson.
Right,
I've got a new artist seminar that tells these artists that's out here that I heard your song on the CD or whatever it was. I loved it. But when I seen you perform it, I thought it was bullcrap and I just erased it. You know, when I can sound, if I can sound like a record that I made 20 years ago, let me show y'all how to do this. So I got a seminar for these new artists. You know, I'm just putting 20 on. I don't want to feel so old.
Right.
I am 55. There's no shame in it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I still sound the same. And I hope that did something for you going back into the 80s right quick.
Yo, so just some historical, dude. You know me, Sway, Tech, we did the Wake Up Show back in the day. So
right.
I'm sure you hit to that already. Now the story.
Were you there? Were you there when I was in California on the Sway Show with Dougie?
I was not there that day. I think Red
was
there. All right,
cool. Let's go on to what you're saying. I just have to ask.
Okay, because I was there before Biggie died. Right, the last interview we did was I was training Rev to be the DJ because I was getting married and I was going to move to Relativity Records, and I wanted to train him. And Biggie came on right. It was on a Saturday. He went to the Bay, and then he came back on a Wednesday, and you know he was killed over there. So that's the last.
Oh, you were there that night?
They
recorded that?
I was, dude. If you look in the back scene.
Wow.
You're going to see behind the screen. I'm sitting right there looking because I wanted Rev to go so I could watch Biggie because he was amazing hitting that mute button, dude. Every time he cursed, he hit that cough button on the mic, dude, and he didn't miss a goddamn curse. But my man Shan right now, let me put you on the spot, Shan. So the word around was...
okay. Open it so they put in on back.
Okay. Let's get gritty with it. All right. So the word around was when Rakim came to record, he wanted to chill on the couch and bust his rhymes because he had that CeeLo. And Marley was like, dude, stand up. You can't record like that. He was like, no, I'm cool, man. He was like, stand up. So he got frustrated, and he walked out and left you in the studio to finish that track. Am I correct or am I not correct?
Shane got a lot going on.
I know. I'm going to have to repeat that whole scene.
No, you don't. I know. I already got it.
You had so much passion in it, too.
Rob wasn't sitting down. It was like Rob's style was way different. And what Rob said to me, right, Marley would tell me to go out there and tell him to do this, go out there and tell him to do that. And Rob said to me, yo, girl, ain't nobody tell you how to do your style, you know what I'm saying? And I looked at Rob and I said, yo, Rob, you know what, you're right. Now let him go ahead and do what he do. Because Rob's style was so new. Now, all right, but I got to understand, I ushered that in with Marley Scratch. Before me, mostly all of the rappers were yelling, rock the balls! You know what I'm saying? Run DMC. Everybody before me.
It was all battle
style rap. It wasn't even battle style rap, but then you got your man Shan coming in with the regular voice. All of his beats and my rhymes attached. I changed the way people rhyme, which opened the doors for people like Big Daddy Kane and the Rock Hammers, you know what I'm saying, with different smooth styles, because before that, everybody else was yelling.
Right. So that
you know
was the
I'm
whole
saying?
Question was that Marley left the studio and you finished that record, dude. So all
yes, he did. I mixed it in the whole nine.
So and the amount of credit that you got on that record, I just want to let it out there that I know the story. I just wanted you to tell the people how much influence you had in making that record, dude.
Man, I got stories about. I've been in the studio with Marky Mark Wahlberg. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all
know him as now, Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg sought me out to produce something for one of his artists after I produced Snow. He had an artist called Ito Joe. And Marky Mark was all the way in Boston. He came all the way to New York and said, yo, Shan, I need you to produce Ito Joe. And there's a lot of other things that I had my fingers in that, you know, it's just like I don't really care whether people know it or not. I still get the check.
No, but you know what? Okay, so you're absolutely right about that. The check comes in, everything is dope. But
right, I don't care what, look, I don't care if people don't even know the story about the Rakim thing. You think I care? Check still comes in.
Absolutely not.
But you know, if you're inquisitive and need to know, I'll let you know. But if nobody asks, I'm not going to bring it up. Believe that shit.
Yeah. Because this is such an amazing piece of work that you've done that people don't really see it. So what I wanted to say was how important.
Now, but that's not even touching the surface of what I've done. That right there, I produced Informer. You know, so that
you
know me, I'm a blam.
You're still getting checks from homie when he did that whole track. I get that.
Daddy Yankee, yes, sir. But see, a lot of people don't know that. You know what I'm saying? So you just opened the door for me to give them a little bit more insight on some things that I've done.
Yep.
Hey, Ethan,
absolutely.
How are you, baby? Hi. What's the matter? You ready to go night-night? Okay, Daddy, be ready. See, this is that weekend warrior thing. You know what I'm saying? This is what you daddies got to expect when you put your kids on the weekend. You know, you have to, I'm splitting my time between doing what I'm doing with y'all and, I'm taking care of the children. It's all got to mesh together. I can't put one to the side and leave the other. Although I'm going to let hope the plane sink until we finish. Let's go. Well, once your clothes up, we'll be okay.
No. So that new Bounce record you got, dude, I just want to give you ups on that, dude. That's just fucking, you know, my boy Jeff sent it to me. So I'll be sure to bounce the hell out of that record in the mix this weekend, dude, when I get on. So
hey,
just
listen,
heads up.
I got a TikTok bounce challenge going on with that song right there. Go on, Sheldon, make it bounce. Bounce. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I've got a lot of remixes coming in. People are remixing that record. They're doing dubstep mixes to it. And to me, that's the ultimate, you know, like, dang, I made a record in this time and day and age, and people are interested enough to what I'm doing that they hear their own thing. And I like the creativity because I like seeing what other people think. And so I've been getting remixes of dubstep. I've got a G-mix on some California music that, oh my God. Mm. It's like, what? Whoa. You know?
Well, let me tell you
what
I feel about this Bounce record the way you got it. It's kind of a crossover record, dude, because the new kids can play it, and the old kids like me still going to like it. You know what I'm saying?
And you want to know what the secret is? We don't have songs with hooks anymore that you can sing and you can, you got hooks
with
one word. You know what I'm saying? Ha! Ha! What up, though? What up, though? What up, though? You know what I'm saying? That's all you got. But then you got somewhere you can just, you got a jingle? Oh, Lord, the way she take it for me. Lord, the way she make it roll. Probably when she drop it.
Right.
Don't show it to me. It's something that's catchy. So I've always been great at making books, and so, and then the lyrics, I didn't change from my old style. I'm not trying to compete with the young cats and all that. But if you can, beat them, join them. Let me show y'all how to do it.
Yo, there's no problem with that whatsoever, dude. Listen, your rap skills ain't ever gonna be hurting, dude. I don't know about the new kids, but the classic dudes still got it. It's just the style of music you got to turn a little bit. And, you know, as long as you crunk it, you're good.
That's right. That's right, Prince.
That's
Hey, Prince, with that being said, we need to go ahead and bang that new song now, man.
Let's
bounce,
do it,
man.
Since it's hot and it's on top of everything. And I'll go ahead, man. Hit it.
Let's do it.
Love the way she shake it for me. Love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it. Make it rain. Go on, show it. Make it bounce. Bounce. Love the way she shake it for me. Love the way she make it roll.
drop it, make it rain. Go on, show it, make it bounce. Pulling on my zipper, singing in her ear. I'm in love with a stripper. I say I wanna feel her, touch her where it tickles. Fucking with her mind while she grinding on my pickle. Pussy's all that's on my mind, girl. What you doing to me? Shorty got me hooked on the way she shake that ooey ooey. Mm-mm, good. Bet it's nice and chewy. Pussy bought her everything way before she knew me. Boom, boom, dropping it in sync. Shorty better watch it, cause I'm about to spill a drink. I was drinking Grey Goose, shorty on Patron. Pictures of a pussy all up in my phone. Shorty, she a freak, she already admitted. Looking at it shaking like jello when I hit it. Shake it side to side, now shake it up and down. Before you pop it, baby, won't you break it to the ground. Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it, make it rain. Go on, shorty, make it bounce. Bounce, 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 bounce. Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it, make it rain. Go on, show it, make it bounce. Bounce, 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 bounce. Let me ride, let me take it for a spin. Say that I'm a lucky man, cause she got a twin. Go on, mama, toot it up, all make it shine. She wanna me to beat it up and treat it like it's mine. Shorty make that pussy pop while she on the pole. Watch her on the way down, she way she make it roll. Shorty so fly that I'm tricking on a friend. Money in a bonus, spending hundreds like they ten. Shake it to a love song, she don't need a booty track. All I throw is money at her, she throw me that booty back. Shorty, she a freak, and she know I know it. Cause she always make it pop right before she throw it. I don't wanna keep the pussy, I just wanna borrow. Hit it with the ding-a-ling and bring it back tomorrow. Told her that I want her, ever since I seen her. Let me hit the pussy, I'ma catch a misdemeanor, girl. Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it, make it rain. Go on, show it, make it bounce.
It's MC Peaches. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Big up to the sponsors, BT Media and 93 Tweet.
She used to tell me that she loved me all the time. I turned to her and say that I'm infatuated by your lovely smile. And someday soon we're gonna walk the aisle. She said you're my everything, my strength for life. Be the mother of your children as well as your wife. She used to tell me all the time I'm her one and only. But she ran with another man and left me lonely. Coincidental how I met her, but when I seen her I knew that I'd get her. Can't let her step, she looked too good, but my wares made me seem like a stone cold hood. I'm a lucky guy, so I pressed my luck. I stepped to her, all what the f- went her way, took a few steps past her, got the nerve, and then I asked her. I said, yo baby, and she started to reach. I said, whoa, don't get excited, that's a figure of speech. She told me her name, gave her number and all. And when I stepped, she said, I better call. It took about a month, but she was finally mine. Everything was going smooth, we were doing fine. After a while, it wasn't a thing. We were either holding hands or she was under my wing. She used to whisper in my ear, I'm her one and only. But she ran with another man and left me lonely.
Girl, once you have to leave me, that's weird. I love you to this day. And it hurts to think of the words you used to say. Girl, why'd you have to leave for so long? I never did you wrong. And it seems we had such a love that was so strong.
All the day she broke out, would you believe I cried? And it hurt so much to think of how she lied. I shared everything till the very last penny. Something that you really can't do with many. Since this
young lady was such a big winner. I treat her all the time to a candlelight dinner. Had the violinist play a real sweet song, and she never showed a sign that something was wrong. My boy used to say, man, shit, I'd quit her. But she seemed so happy every time I'm with her. We used to hold hands and walk in the rain, and on the days I fell down, she'd ease my pain. This was just too far-fetched to believe, to thinking my girl would just up and leave. Imagine that, I just couldn't, cause I knew deep down in my heart she wouldn't. All of a sudden, a lot of things changed. She started acting funny, I mean a bit strange. We had little squabbles, arguments, fights, watched stories in the days, stayed out nights. I say, baby, where you been for all that time? And she cuddled me close and say that I be the one that she called her only, but she ran with another man and left me lonely.
Girl, why'd you have to leave me that way? I love you to this day, and it hurts to think of the words you used to say.
She put it to me plain, couldn't put it no clearer. Lipstick written on the bedroom mirror, said I'm leaving you now, and I know that you'll miss me. You're probably saying, damn man, why she dissed me, but you see I felt that it was time to go. Then I packed my bags and I'm leaving, so you take care, and I hope you live long, and don't worry, cause it's nothing that you did wrong. You'll find the right girl, someday you'll see, but I'm the type of woman that must be three. I said, why me? And fell to the bed, reached for the nine and put it to my head, and thought about the words that she once said.
Shan, you know that you're my one and only,
but she ran with another man and left me lonely.
Oh, 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 girl, oh, my girl, why'd you have to leave, leave me so? Oh, girl, you broke my heart, oh, you drive me wild, leave me by myself, oh, by myself.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sweet Tea, and I'm chilling with the GBU show.
All right, we back. We back. Flashback Friday, the GBU show with the legendary MC Shan, Queen Jean. We even got the homeboy, DJ Prince, Ice in the house. Hey, Shan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Make it bounce. You got one for the for the ladies. They can bounce too, huh?
I sure do. That's not what they like to do nowadays. Like I said, it can't be a joint.
This is post-COVID.
Post-COVID.
Right. No, no, that's something they can do at home by themselves. You could bounce at home by yourself.
Yeah, right.
You didn't see I put the aerobics videos up with that song? I put the aerobics videos. I put up an aerobics challenge with the, you know, with doing the dancing and all of that. You know, so I'm trying to take that song a little, you know, out there. I'm trying
that's
to
a good
do
tempo too. That's about 85 BPMs right there.
Huh?
I said, that's about 85 BPM, so that's right in the cusp of going in, dude. Most of the
you
stuff
hit
today,
it right on the head. You hit it right on the head. It's 85 BPM. But I've got a dubstep mix to that that a dude did for me that is like, you know what I mean? As far as the tempo, you know, Dante.
Yeah, it's, what, 136, 140?
Huh?
Yeah, it's about 136, 140, or is it a dub
listen. it's just something different. And I like all kind of music. So when they send me these remixes, I put them up on my page. And it's kind of crazy because it's like, yeah, I'm giving out the acapellas and everybody. I love the creativity. People will listen. Like, you know, we could be all in the same room and everybody's going to see something different. And I like hearing that, oh, well, I got these lyrics, but somebody else used it on something else. And so I give it to them and let them go ahead and have their creativity with it and do what you got to do. If that's the way you like the song, that's fine with me. Just play it and play the other one too, if you don't mind.
Right. No, hey, man, dude, it's just you got to open up that arm, man, and try to hug as many people as you can. So whatever the flavor is, then let's do it.
Look, see, a lot of these new artists don't understand that it's the people like y'all, the DJs, that are playing the music that are the most important. Because without y'all, the music goes nowhere. And I understand that these little young cats is asking DJs for money to give them a drop. I'm like, are you stupid? How are you going to ask a DJ that's making your career right now playing your music? Oh, you think he's doing him a favor? No. The DJ is the most important thing in your rap career at this point. Because if you're not the DJ's friend and you're not DJ friendly, sending them drops and doing whatever the DJ needs of you as an artist, then you just out of the loop. And that's where that seminar that I said I have comes in. And some of you, if you haven't heard it, it's on my Instagram page, MC Shan 1 with a number 1, MCSHAN 1. You can go listen. And as a new artist, I'm going to teach you a couple of things that nobody will ever tell you. Some things that you might know already, but I'm going to show you how to get it a little better. And I'm not asking you for no money. I'm giving this knowledge away. Because sometimes you have to pay it forward. And that's my motto. Because when you pay it forward, good things happen for you. You can't look at everything through a dollar value and what it's going to get out of you for you. You have to look at it like, how is it going to help others? That's the way I smile in the morning. How did I help somebody today? That's the greatest feeling I get, not what did I get out of them. No, I want to know, and it makes me feel good to help someone else.
Right. Nah, that's the winner. Dude. See, right. The new generation of kids, they didn't grow up like, you know, listening to DJs and having DJs break the records and stuff like that, because they're on Spotify 24 hours a day. They're on Apple Music.
They're, yeah, they spoil now.
Their source of music is
really
their friend.
Now.
But you want to know what you have to do? You have to embrace it. It's no longer the way we're used to. You understand? Now, I'm going to show you how I embraced it. See, back in the days, I would have been holding that song and not letting nobody hear it. But I know and understand the way this music game goes nowadays. So you have to get in and give it to people as much as possible. And they're going to like it. And then when they've got subscriptions to Spotify and iTunes, they're going to keep on repeating your song. So I've embraced this new way that the music is going. Instead of sitting there saying, they don't. Nah, I mean, I'm all in. I like the way y'all doing it because I don't have to leave my house to do this. Back in the day, if I wanted somebody, I'm not even by y'all right now, right? If I wanted you to have my music, I had to put it on a press plate. I had to put it in an envelope. I had to send it to you. You might get it in 7 days, and then on that day when you're doing new music, you've got 50,000 envelopes, and there's no telling if you're going to get to my envelope in the next week or two.
Right,
they've got the greatest...
Let me tell you the trick to that one. Let me tell you how that used to work, because I used to do that too. You have your relationship with people, and you just call them ahead of time and be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? MC Shan in a box coming to your door. When you see something coming from me, when you open it, throw that shit on because it's fire.
Right, so, but imagine if I was an artist that asked you to give me some money for to do a drop for you. Imagine that. Would you be still looking for my box, yes or no?
Oh, nah. See, that's
See?
Where the difference comes in.
Now
right?
We just taught these young artists the difference. See how we're teaching them? You
absolutely.
Know what I mean? If you're not
absolutely.
DJ friendly, if the DJ cannot say, listen, you got the hottest joint. I need you. All I need you to say, I don't want nothing from you. All I need you to say is my name is DJ so-and-so. I'm on so-and-so, and my name is blah, blah, blah. And you can't take your time to do that. Like I said, this phone is my greatest asset. I got three phones. I'm on one doing emails, sending the music out in the acapellas. The other one, I'm answering phone calls. And it's all done right from the comfort of my home. Like I said, back in the days, I'd have to go to the post office and mail off 70 different, you know what I'm saying? The way I'm embracing the way that this game is being played now.
But here's,
I mean,
here's the point I was trying to make.
Go ahead.
Here's what I was trying to say. So if you wanted your record to blow up in Philly and DJ Rand wasn't playing it back in the day, that record probably would never happen.
DJ Rand,
you know,
in Philly wasn't making it pop. Lady B
well,
was making it
pop. Well, back in the day,
pop.
I'm not talking about, you know, this
I'm
is back in the day.
I'm going back in the day, but I have to straighten you out. Lady B was that one. If it was Philly, Lady B started my career. You can't tell me about whoever you was talking about running Philly or know the heck he did. I don't care what you're saying. That might be your man, whatever.
I'm referring to the 90s because that's how I blew up my record.
Well, okay, 90s is after me. Okay, I can understand.
Yeah.
Maybe he took over after me.
You're a little bit before what I
was. But I got to stand up for my Lady B, yo. I got to stand up for her. That's my age.
We're just talking the same. It's just a little different period. You're talking a little bit in the 80s. I was talking a little bit in the 90s.
All right, but now we're talking 2021. How do you get your music out?
Yeah, so now it's a whole different ball game when you got all these big artists and they want pay me to be, you know, because they're just trying to make their money too. I get it. I don't agree with it because that's not how you're going, you know, but they kind of think that they're doing the DJ a favor now.
And that's
because
why
their record,
I say that I'm doing these seminars to put these little MCs and thinking they putting their careers in the right position back in the place that they need to be. Now, you ain't nobody. You acting like you somebody. Let me tell you something. You already know that the wackest MC will push themselves harder than some of you. Got those artists that think they made it already and they think they the bomb and they the shit. And they ain't got to do nothing because they got on a Rolex or whatever the hell, the fake jewelry, whatever. But then you got somebody that's whack as hell that will convince you that they as dope as they saying they are because they so much on their business and they believe in themselves so much that they made you believe in them. But then you got these
absolutely.
Guys that think they're the shit because they come in and they nephews and they mama say they ain't as hot. That's it. I'm not having it no more. You done did enough. You want to get out the bathroom. I'll pop you on the ring. Relax. Take the shirt off. It's all wet. Take it off. Thank you. It's okay, baby.
Come on. Come on. We'll do that again tomorrow. We're not doing it again tonight, okay? Here, try your hand. All right? Try your hand. And we're getting ready to stop doing the water in the bucket. I know. And it's kind of late. I know, baby. Here, take the shirt off. See, that's that, you know.
And that's that real shit.
What are you doing? Why are you handing me these? You want those on? Yeah. Patty's saying that he wants drawers on. That's okay. Hey, that's my 2-year-old. My 3-year-old is funny. Yeah. 2-year-old wants to get drawers on. My daddy is his brother, dude, right?
Yeah.
Come on, baby. Y'all don't mind me being mushy with my kids. I love them to death.
It's real life, bro. When you got to juggle all that right now, right away.
That's the
they don't
That's
know.
Life. Life comes at you however it comes, man. You can't help it. And this is my life, and it's coming at me while I'm on the show with y'all.
100%.
Yes, sir. Hey, Queen, do you have anything for Shan?
Yeah,
I gotta let Queen get hers.
I got a few minutes, so let me just do whatever. I'm kind of late
on. We ain't going to bed till 2 in the morning. So who cares? They'll eat late.
And we'll wake up at
1 o'clock
in the afternoon, all together at one time.
Winner.
Does anybody get up before that?
No, not when they with me. No, maybe when they with their mother. But when they with me, we don't go to bed till 2 and 3. I wear them out because I don't get up until 2, right? So if I keep them up till 3 in the morning and we go to sleep, they wake up 10 minutes before I wake up, or vice versa. We on the same time zone. Daddy
exactly.
Don't wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning, do he? Never, right? No. What's up, baby boy? You okay? I'm on
hey,
my
MC
phone.
Hey, MC Shan, what inspired your song "Feed the World"?
Well, that wasn't an inspiration. That was somebody coming to me telling me, listen, we need you to do so and so. It was May James. May James of BLS. And I'd never had a deal with MCA. It was just one of them things where they wanted me to do a record. And we see if we will work after that. Well, May James said, well, they wanted to make a record from a rapper that was kind of like, we are the world. And so May
right.
James, we had a personal business relationship, and she thought that the perfect one to do it would be MC Shan. And so they came to me. Oh my gosh, baby, come here. Come here. I'm gonna get you a cup. You got a cup? It's in there. They're gonna call you a punk on the radio because you're crying. Look, what happened is they came to me and said, we want you to do this song. And so I did it. And now that was contingent on us working forward to do. I did a version of the bridge with them. They didn't know how to mess with it, and their promotion, because rap was early and new that to them. Their promotion team didn't know how to work with a rapper like MC Shan, and so our business relationship kind of dissolved. And so when y'all hear Chris say, "You got dropped off MCA because the rhyme you wrote was rap," they don't know what he's talking about.
Right.
Always got to take a stab at him.
Yo, it wasn't until later that MCA picked up rap records anyway.
Well, all I know is that they might have gotten a new team in and seen that what was happening without them. But they had a rapper in the beginning, but it didn't work out, and it just didn't work. Because when I was doing this, I was still in the era of, oh, hip-hop ain't nothing. It's not really a music form. And every major label to magazines and everything was dissing the hip-hop genre. And this is what made me come out with an album like Play It Again, Shan. For the simple fact that, oh, y'all think we just about taking samples and doing this. Well, let me show you what I could do with a Cab Calloway joint. You know? And so I did that, and that was like around the same time when rap wasn't getting it wasn't getting a good flight with anything because it was just a passing phase.
You ain't got to tell me. I was there on step one, man. I was there when Grandmaster Flash finally beat out Planet Rock, dude.
Now, see, you know, that's why it's so important for guys like us to tell what we know. Because once we're gone, there's no one else to tell us. And if you don't look around and see that there's many of us of our age groups that are no longer with us that we know and love. Do you know what I'm saying? It kind of killed me that Prince Marky D passed away. You know what I'm saying? Just suddenly. I was just talking to him
You know, me and him kicking it after all these years. We kicking it on some friend stuff. And then all of a sudden now, you know what I'm saying? I'm in that age group to where you never know what tomorrow's going to bring. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to be me and do me and not be, what do you call that, remorseful for anything I'm saying. So what? I got more good years behind me than I do in front of me. Stop doing that. Leave them alone. Keep it up. I just gave you a cup. Get out of here. Get out of here right now. All right. Yelling at me. See how you making me look like a punk on the phone, you sucker.
This is the stuff that, yeah.
Gotta this is classic.
That.
This
yeah,
is
man.
Classic.
That'd be, you can't.
And
you
know
can't
what?
Write
this is something. This is something people like to say. Oh, people do things for the gram. No, as y'all see this, when y'all see me with my kids, it ain't for the gram. That's just what I do. All day, every day. It's not a problem.
I
yes,
have another question for you.
Go ahead. Let's go. Like I said,
Roxanne Shante, was she very she influenced you a lot with your career?
Roxanne Shante was the start of my whole career. Period. If not for her, I would have nothing at all. Okay. We used to rhyme on the benches in Queensbridge. I was the best off-the-head rhymer in Queensbridge. All of a sudden, we hearing, Roxanne, Roxanne, bam, bam. What? Shiny made a record? Oh, no. Nah. So I went to Molly and I wrote the lyrics to Molly Scratch. And Shante took me on tour with her. She was the biggest thing in the country at the time. So imagine that. A nobody, MC Shan, some little skinny guy that's still skinny, wears Kangos and two different shoes, is being brought around the world by the number one act in the country, let alone the world, you know? And so Roxanne is pivotal to my whole existence. And where people don't like to give people props and credit, and they try and downplay people's roles. I'm not downplaying it. There would be no Shan if there was no Roxanne that said, yo, because she was already who she was. She didn't have to deal with me. She ain't had to, I mean, we was cool, you know, friends, but that don't mean she had to bring me on tour and introduce me to the world. And so my whole career contingent on Roxanne. So I owe her everything. And that's how it is. I got an IOU note written down because I ain't got no money.
Hey, Shan, check this out, right? Just like you give all your props to Roxanne Shante and she did it big coming out of Queensbridge, right behind her, like you said, she presented you. But I give it to you as far as well putting Queensbridge on the map, you know, back then. And again, birthing so many things that came out of out of Queensbridge. I know Marty was there too, but you guys just really ushered in that whole not only era, like I said, with MCs, but out of Queensbridge projects and put that on the map early. You know what I mean? And just like she has a movie on Netflix, I think something should be done for MC Shan just for what you did. You know what I mean? Not only for the game, but Queensbridge as well, because Queensbridge became very famous.
I ain't ready for that. I'm not ready for that because I'm still writing my story. You see, I just made a new record. Why would I just close it out now and then have new stuff to put in it?
No. I don't mean close it out.
You know?
I just mean give you the props for putting it on the map, though.
But I would rather it be a complete story, you know what I'm saying, than just, you know, oh, we up to this point. No, I'd rather it be a complete story. But as far as putting Queensbridge on the map, when we were doing all of this, we didn't know what kind of impact. I didn't even – Nas and them was little kids to me. We were never in the same age. We didn't hang out. They were of the next generation under me. And when I hear them talk, like Cormega and Nas always bigging me up on his songs and things like that, I never – even thought that I was influencing anybody. I was just Shan doing me. You know what I mean?
Right,
they
right,
might have been
right.
the kids that when I come off a tour, I take all the little kids up in the candy store and get them whatever the heck they wanted. Or when they mamas
right.
needed a container of milk for them, Shan got them. You know what I'm saying? And that's why
right.
I always got love. And I could always go back to Queensbridge and just, you know what I'm saying? Not without controversy, where half the people love me and the other half is ready to get me. I get
right.
it to where, yo, I'm just universally loved, period. Because I've never been, even at my highest peak in my career, when I was producing Snow and had millions and millions of dollars, you still see me hanging out in the corners with my friends that I grew up with. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Now, Shan, let me wow. ask you another question. Since we were talking about Roxanne Shanté, I heard that there was an early battle between Shanté and Rakim, and she did her thing. Is that true?
Well, I wasn't there for that, and this is the first time I've ever heard it. And I've never heard anything whispered about this. And so, to my thing, I was saying it's more of a nut.
Yeah, it's more of a nut. Okay. Yeah, because I had heard somebody say that, you know, that they heard that, you know, in the early days before, you know,
now,
Rakim became the man.
No. It was none of that. She battled, when Shanté was really, like, just coming up, she battled Busy D and Curtis Blow. made
oh, yeah,
known.
Well, that's
hey.
that don't even work.
Hey, let me ask you this, Shannon. Anybody, because I heard this, but I know Shanté was raw and did her thing. But why would she have, or if this is true, have somebody write for her, like Kane? Or did anybody write for Shanté on any
yes,
of those records?
Did. Yes, they did.
Okay, that's what I heard.
Yes,
that's
did.
What I thought.
But see, but that's not to take anything away from Shanté.
Right. Shanté
would kill any rapper off the top of her head. Off the top of her head, she could kill anybody. One, everybody was scared of Shanté. 10 years old. Everybody was scared of her. You don't want to say nothing to that little girl because she's going to talk about your clothes you're wearing right now, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You didn't want to mess with that, you know?
Hey,
Shanté
why would they do that? That's something Marley wanted to do or just from a company standpoint? Would they do that then?
That That was a fluke, but you got to remember
okay.
that MCing was a gladiator sport back then. It wasn't like this little
right.
worn down crap we got right now, where
it wasn't
rapper...
song formatted.
Right. That's why Shanté had to get people to write for him, making it song. I lost
right,
stuff
right.
on Shanté, but that was the reason why Kane and Peter, I've even written records for Fight This. If you want to keep fighting,
right.
if you want to persist, go ahead. What should they do, Molly Mall? Put fight this. I wrote that because Shanté will kill you off her head. But as far as it takes a certain kind of artist to know how to put a song into format, this many bars, that many bars. And Shanté was still a kid. How you going to tell the biggest, hottest rapper on the planet? I made success without all that formula y'all talking about. Look at me, and y'all telling me I got to do what? What you going to tell Shanté? Only thing you got to do is tell her, listen, you got this song, Have a Nice Day, Kane wrote it, or whoever wrote it. I'm telling you, Shanté full of horny. Go do the song. That's the end of that. But how you going to go tell somebody who made everything out of nothing how to do something?
Yeah. Hey, Shan, check this out. I got one more for you, right? Let me ask you this. I've been meaning to want to ask you this. How did it feel to be a part of what you probably didn't know what it was or what it was going to do, but be a part of that soundtrack, Colors? When I know Roxanne was on that Kane, I don't know if it was a cold, chilling project, but to be a part of that soundtrack, which, you know, the movie just, you know, made history on what it did and spread the gang culture and all that, but back then, how did it feel to be a part of that? Did you know really what that was about and what it would do as far as the movie?
Nope.
And to be a part of that soundtrack?
Didn't know what it was going to do, but you know it was a perfect marriage because that
right.
was around the time that Warner Brothers signed Cold Chillin'.
And so Warner Brothers is trying to find a way to maximize their profit.
Investment.
And so, we've invested in Cold Chillin', this Cold Chillin' independent label, blah, blah, blah. Well, let's put these artists on Colors. And so that's why you got us all on the Colors thing, because it was just a no-brainer. And especially if these are your artists. This is a Warner Brothers movie. These are our artists. What are we going to go put somebody else's artists on there for?
Right. Right.
So I was like, you know, that's a no-brainer for us.
But then that winds up being classic as well, that soundtrack and the movie. You know, and you know the influence Colors had. If you look at it in 2021, you know, from back then. So that was another.
Every time I watch Colors, I can't wait till they bust the man with the wings.
Right.
Domino, you and his dad is big dog. They dog is walking. I ain't heard my dad. My dad is good. That Domino, look at my baby. No, I didn't kiss him. Kiss my dog. I just made the noise. I don't kiss animals. Let Domino do what he's gonna do. Y'all pardon me. I had to.
Anybody?
Hey, you had that song "Cocaine," G-Lu, anywhere in the queue?
You said what?
Look, now you want to know what that cocaine. Song? That song "Cocaine," that was just a song of the era. We know what it was back then. I was the first one, really. You know, I was never ashamed of what I've done. You know what I'm saying? And that song right there was a trip out for people. And when I performed it, and if you never heard it, you'd be like, wow, I'm talking about a girl, the whole song. And then I say, don't you know by now that her name was Cocaine? Shan, 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 Shan. And that's exactly what cocaine and all these other drugs will do to you. They'll keep calling you back now. Let's not get it messed up. Just because they want to call it Sandy Bars. They want to call it Sandy Bars and all that because it sounds, you know what I'm saying? It sounds sophisticated. We're doing bars. No, it's just as messed up. The drug culture that's being propelled into the culture now was way different when we were making music, because you see, I'd make a record like Cocaine. I'd make a record like Change. Stop this. Regardless if I was in the studio sniffing an 8-ball while I was singing this song, I was still projecting the message to the youth. Don't be like me. Change. Stop this crazy thing. The music nowadays just propels us down that rabbit hole. When it started with all the Xannies and the Percocets and all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But still, in the end of the day, we can't blame not a rapper for nothing. Because if you parents are letting rappers raise your children, you're less of a parent than you, man. You need to just go ahead and give your kid to that rapper, because you ain't being a real parent. And that's one of the things that I would say to people when they would say, Shan, you're a role model. And if I'm your kid's role model, you're a ding-dong as a parent. You know what I'm saying? I ain't your kid's role model. You should be. Your father should be. So whatever I'm doing don't mean nothing, because I'm going to smoke my weed around my kids. And I, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to do it around yours, but I'm going to do what I do around mine. They going not in their faces. But I'm going to go on the porch and I'm going to do, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. That's just what it is. I'm going to drink my whistles or whatever.
Yeah, that's why I said there's a shizzo and an MC.
I'm telling you, wait till you see. I'm going to introduce y'all to my character, Shizzo. There's a character, Shizzo with a whistle. He's a character. And I'm going to introduce y'all to him on the Bounce video. He wears gold high platform shoes. He got a big brim hat. Does that sound like, you know, is it starting like we playing charades? I got platform gold shoes.
Dope.
Pimp mean paper in my pocket, not yours.
What is one time? When you say one time for your mind, two times for your soul, what is it that you're saying?
That right there, I can't take credit for things that I'm not accredited for. That's a saying that I got from Official Cool H. He's an artist based out of Atlanta, and he's one of the greatest entertainers without singing a record that I've ever heard. Ace will come in a party and just turn it out without having a record. And so Ace used to come in the club when I was DJing all the time, and he would always say, one time for your mind, two times for your soul, one time for your mind. And I just adopted that. If anybody want to go follow Official Cool Ace and tell Official Cool Ace, yo, Shan adopted your phrase, one time for your mind, but he gives you credit for it, y'all go ahead, because Ace is a cool brother. Ace is 1 minute you see him like this, and he dresses snazzy all the time. But then he got songs like the hip-hop Elvis, where he'll come in dressed like Elvis Presley and kill the fucking spot. Excuse me for saying that way. But that's Official Cool Ace, and one time for your mind, two times for your soul is not a Shan original. And I never like to take credit for things that are not mine, and I'm giving Cool Ace, Official Cool Ace, his props.
That's right.
That's a dope drop for me. I appreciate you doing that, man.
Hey.
Definitely had that one. Yo, so what? Okay, so before I drop out, I want to talk to you. Bring Hip Hop Back. Remember that record?
I sure do. I made it.
I know, but I really think that was another dope ass record that most people will probably sleep on.
And it's just because of the timing. Timing is everything. You know what I mean? I can't say still, it's because of this. The universe gives you what it's gonna give you. You know what I mean? It's gonna give you what it's gonna, you just gotta take it for what it is. So I don't sit there and look at it in a good way, bad way. I put it out and it did what it did. It's just what the time was saying. And now look, I put out something new in 2021. And it's a whole different scenario. I didn't put out a whole album. It's just one song. You know?
No.
And so
hey,
I never,
and you're doing
I
that
never,
TikTok thing? That's a winner, bro. That move.
I don't question things that go on. I just flow with the flow. It's like questioning things take too much time. It is what it is. It happened this way because it happened that way. You shouldn't question it. You know? And that's just me.
No, that's correct. I appreciate you all giving me some time, everybody. I have to run.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Me too.
Master A, it's always been a pleasure, brother. Mr. G, thank you for having me. Queen B, thank you for having me. I really, you know, this is my era, dude, so I'm always happy to jump in there and say what's up to my family.
I appreciate
you. Thank you, Prince.
Thank you, fam.
Thank you for
the my man.
You got it, Master A. Yo, peace.
My man.
Not alone, man. Look, y'all got to feed these kids. They getting all out of hand. Hope to snatch my office off, because my office is my hat. Whenever I take my hat off, I'm out my office. But I'm mostly in
what's
my
up?
Office because I always got my hat on. Stop.
Thank you for your time.
I appreciate you, Shan.
No. I appreciate y'all as a man, because y'all could have been talking to somebody else, but y'all decided to talk to me, so I appreciate you for your patronage.
Yes, sir.
No worries. I'm following you, so keep on doing your thing. Keep on trucking.
Oh, I'm going to keep on. I'm going to keep doing it. And I thank y'all and appreciate y'all and all the listeners. Y'all can catch me at MC Shan 1 on Instagram. Every day I might give you a laugh or I might give you one of them, oh, this nigga crazy as shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't look at me and always think, oh, he's serious. Oh, today I might say something that might strike you as a serious man, but tomorrow I'm going to be on that fuckery and you will enjoy it.
Right.
So I appreciate y'all, MC Shan 1. on Instagram, and I appreciate y'all for having me. I'm going to go ahead and feed my kids, but they drive me nuts. All right.
Man. All right, Shan. Thank you, man.
Peace and love.
Thank you, bro.
I appreciate y'all.
Peace.
All right. Peace.
Oh, man. All right. Yes, sir. That's the legendary MC Shan, y'all. Blessed us tonight. Thank you to that brother, man. Good brother. Glad he's here still, man, and able to bless us with his jewels, conversation, information, you know, and everything else. So shout out to MC Shan. Shout out to Jeff Kwan, BTP Media Group, our sponsor for making it all happen, the media team of the century. Shout out to 93.3 Tweed, FMism, Big Tweed Cadillac, every Thursday night after 6 Cruise Mix as well. Shout out to Didi Harrison, as well as the Conversations in the Hookah Lounge every Saturday night. Tomorrow night, all new episode, Queen Jean, tell them what's going on.
We have Patrick Hammond tomorrow night, West Coast, 7 o'clock p.m., East Coast, 10 o'clock p.m. Come and join us. He's a financial advisor and also we'll be speaking about life insurance. And you can catch us on the show YouTube channel, streaming live.
Yes,
Queen Didi. So,
D.D.
Yeah, check us out.
D.D.
Hey, let's
D-D.
Give a birthday shout-out. Today is Rest in Peace to Teddy Pendergrass. Today is his birthday, and also Diana Ross. So those two legends as well.
Teddy P.
Yes.
I want to go outside in the rain.
No.
No, 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 no.
Teddy
I'm tripping.
That?
Oh my, yeah, yeah, no. He said, I want to turn off the lights. I said, oh my God. That was, who was that? I'm tripping.
You
oh
were
my God.
The Dramatics.
Yeah, that's the Dramatics. I'm tripping, cuz. I'm just
like,
wait
a minute, no.
Oh, yeah,
Did
shout
you,
out to.
But you know
and,
what?
And, yeah, I'm glad. Thank you, Jeff. Let me give a shout out to Eazy-E as well, though. He passed today. This is the day Eazy-E passed. So, rest in peace to Eazy-E.
Okay.
He's been about since 95, almost, shit. 20-something years. Shout out to Eazy-E, man. Rest in peace. Definitely Compton legend. Go ahead, Queen.
Oh, no. I was just going to say when you start singing it, I was like, oh, no. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah,
you know, because
she said, oh, no. She checked me quick. Oh, no. And I said, hold on a minute. You're right. I said, I want to go outside.
Well,
I was supposed to be
it?
Closing the door. Right. She said, oh, no.
Right. Or,
oh,
or
no.
It was a TKO or something. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Or like, or his song, Joy.
Oh,
you know,
God.
A lot of people slept on his song,
oh,
Joy.
Oh, yeah. Joy.
But that was the joint. And that came out in the 80s, like between 87, 89.
Right.
Cause I was in Germany when that album came out. So, yeah, they used to
right.
jam that in the clubs up in Germany. Joy was the cut back then. So, yeah,
right.
I just wanted to give those shout out, you know.
Yes, there it is. Happy birthdays, rest in pieces, and all of that right there. Anybody you know celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to them. And God blesses to everybody we lost, their families, peoples, and shout out to everybody out there tuning into this show right now, man. You can be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, Queen Jean. And we are here for your service. Don't get nervous. Let me play this right here because Queen requested it for my special guest tonight, MC Shan. Yeah, yeah.
What happened? But I wasn't upset. See, it all started with this girlie I met. I really liked this girl, but she made me sad. Cause she almost made me trick up every dime I had. Now listen to the story that I have in store. Cause it talks about this girl you might have met before. See, I was chilling at a party, I was out getting loose. When me and this young lady was first introduced. She was looking so sweet, a good that came to my eye. They said they'd call me sucker if I let her pass by. What I felt inside from that very first night. We were a perfect couple cause she made me feel right. From that day, all my hopes and my dreams were lost. The more she came around, the more she started to call. Then she got me to the point, I feel so down. Each and every time that she wasn't around. But lots of times when she's around, I often sigh. Cause she had me in control and I didn't know why. I should've cut her off, that would've been smart. But I found it really hard for us to part. With her heart as cold as mine, I feel that's a shame. Every time I turn my back on her, she called my name. Had me dripping with sweat. Every time I came home, she had me tricking my pay. And when I told her.
nothing to say. She drove me so crazy, flown out of my mind. She beat me so bad, my rep was months behind. I finally see she had me caught in her own little way. So I tried to get her back just by staying away. But when I need to feel good, she had me singing her chant. See, I tried to stay away, but I found that I can't. I went to see her comfortably, but I don't have a friend. You do me right, my love, that's why I'm back to see you again. All the days that I was gone, I was going through hell. My heart was beating so fast, my head started to swell. When I was by her side, I felt so secure. When I met this young lady, she was nice and pure. I don't know what her reaction was or something, but when I kissed this girl, my mouth went numb. Now, from that point, I should have known. But my love for this girl since the day has grown. Girls like this are one of a kind. She'll free your soul and clear your mind. Stay away from this girl, take my advice. She's as pure as snow, her heart is cold as ice. I was under her spell, she had my brain. Don't you know by now? If you wanna stay sane, she'll pick your pockets and damage your brain. Girls like this really ain't no joke. She'll only be yours till the day it goes broke. If you see her on the street, don't give her a grin, cause it won't be long before she sucks you in. So before you have a problem that you can't solve with tricky girls like this, don't you get involved, cause it will be a short time and you will be through. There's no telling what reaction she can have on you. To some, this girl is just a passing phase, and she's even made some cold change their way. From doctors studying the medical books into big time liars and petty cash crooks, she doesn't know when to stop, take things too far. You was born in your gold as well as selling your car. She'll be your friend, oh me, oh my, up until the day that the well runs dry. That's right, you heard just what I said. Till the well runs dry or your ass drops dead. She'll change your life, you'll say that nabbit. She'll just turn out to be another bad habit. So please take heed to the things I've said, and never let this girl mess with your head. If you wanna stay sane, she'll pick your pockets and damage your brain. Girls like this really ain't no joke. She'll only be yours till the day it goes broke.
The Pearl, and thank you for tuning into the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou, our sponsors, BTP Media, and 93 Tweed FM Ism. I'm
Sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes burn, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing of the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true, holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying I'm more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love.
romance, she a delight, how sweet. I gotta find me a girl to make my life complete. You can scratch my back, we'll get cozy and huddle. I'll lay down my jacket so you can walk over a puddle. I give you a rose, pull out your chair before we eat. Kiss you on the cheek and say, ooh girl, you're so sweet. It's deja vu whenever I'm with you. I could go on forever telling you what I do. But where you at, you're neither here nor there. I swear I can't find you anywhere. Damn sure ain't in my closet or under my rug. This love search is really making me bug. And if you know who you are, why don't you make yourself seen? Take a chance with my love and you'll find out what I mean. Fantasies can run, but they can't hide. And when I find you, I'ma pour all my love inside. I need love. Hold you, never scold you, just love you. Suck on your neck, caress you and rub you. Grind, moan, and never be alone. If you're not standing next to me, you're on the phone. Can't you hear it in my voice? I need love bad. I got money, but love something I never had. I need your ruby red lips, sweet face and all. I love you more than a man who's 10 feet tall. I watch the sunrise in your eyes. We're so in love when we hug, we become paralyzed. Our bodies explode in ecstasy unreal. You're as soft as a pillow and I'm as hard as steel. It's like a dreamland, I can't lie, I've never been there. Maybe this is an experience that me and you could share. Clean and unsoiled, yet sweaty and wet. I swear to you, this is something I'll never forget. I need love. I'm no longer a playboy on the run. I need something that's stronger. Friendship, trust, honor, respect, admiration. This whole experience has been such a revelation. It's taught me love and how to be a real man. To always be considerate and do all I can. Protect you, you're my lady and you mean so much. My body tingles all over from the slightest touch of your hand. And understand, I'll be frozen in time till we meet face to face and you tell me your mind. If I find you, girl, I swear I'll be a good man. I'm not gonna leave it in destiny's hands. I can't sit and wait for my princess to arrive. I gotta struggle and fight to keep my dream alive. I search the whole world for that special girl. When I finally find you, watch our love unfurl. I need love. Fantasies, they go through my mind, and I've come to realize that I need true love. And if you want to give it to me, girl, make yourself seen. I'll be waiting. I love you.
Hey, he said, I'll be waiting. I love you. That's a legendary LL Cool J. Flashback Friday's G Lou Queen Jean. Shout out to MC Shan, our special guest again. Queen Jean, yes, we could take him out of here.
Well, listen, it's the beginning of the weekend. You all be safe, be solid, stay in your lane, don't swerve, don't dip, stay prayed up, be kind to each other, and we'll see you guys tomorrow night and Sunday night. And on that note, I need love too, so I feel you, LL.
Classic.
Great show.
Wow.
MC Shan. I love MC Shan. That's why I follow him, because he does. He keeps it so real, and he can GAF what anybody thinks about him, because
right.
He's just one of those brothers that keep it real, and I respect that he, you know, doing his thing with his babies and still trying
right.
to, you know, put himself out there on platforms, you know. that just shows you that his children come before anything and anybody, period. So
Right.
It was a great show.
Yeah, it was. Shout out to NC Shan again. Thank you, brother. Thank you to our sponsors again, BTP Media Group, 93.3 FMism, Diddy Harrison, Conversation at Hookah Lounge, Saturday night as well. And shout out to the Real Ali, tapped in with us. Shout out to DJ Prince Ice, who tapped in, and whoever else tapped in with us or listened to us, wherever you are. We appreciate the love. And we'll see you guys next time. Like she said, tomorrow night on YouTube, Conversation Hookah Lounge. And then we'll be back right back here Sunday night for OG Sundays. Yep. That being said, we up out of here. We love y'all. Oh, yeah, that's everybody's favorite. OG Sundays, make sure you're there. Peace and love, y'all. We love y'all. We out. Peace.